The Lord be with you. Well, it's fall weather, and it's getting cool outside. How about some kindling to start a fire? How about some kindling to start us praying? Because when I begin to pray, my heart is often cold, and it helps me to warm up to pray with some kindling that, well, sometimes it's a hymn or a praise chorus, something that is good to read about prayer or a Bible passage. Well, today I have a short Bible passage I want to pass on to you because it is kindling that warms me, that helps spark my praying. It's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now this amazing promise of prayer that God is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, this comes on the heels of Paul's prayer in verses 16 through 19, where Paul is asking big. He is asking that we be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit, that Christ dwell in our hearts through faith, that we might be able to know the love of Christ, and that we be filled with the fullness of God. Now, can you think of anything bigger, more wonderful than for you and me to be filled with the fullness of God? I mean, that's what Paul is praying for. Now, lest we think that Paul has asked too much, Paul continues. He wants us to know that he has not asked for too much as he prays now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. Paul says that by the power at work in you and me, God is able to do not just abundantly, but abundantly far more. Now, in order to express himself here, Paul actually has to invent a new Greek word. He coins a Greek word. It is hyperekperiso. It's a superlative that means superabundantly beyond all measure. By the power at work in you and me, he says God can accomplish abundantly far more than we can pray or even know to pray. Follow Paul's thought here. God is able to do what we ask. God is able to do all we ask. God is able to do what we imagine. God is able to do all we imagine. God is able to do abundantly what we ask or imagine. God is able to do abundantly far more than we ask or imagine. Paul wants us to know that God can do far more for us than we can even dream. That's Paul's point. That it is impossible for us to ever ask God for too much. God's infinite ability to give to us super exceeds our ability to ask. So, to him Paul prays, to him be glory. The power comes from him, so the glory goes to him. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. Interesting phrase. To him be glory in the church? I would not have thought that. Well, we have all kinds of problems in our churches, don't we? But to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. For you see, the greatest display of God, of who he is, in his grace, his selfless love and power, are in the church. What God is making of fallen, broken people who are yet loved, forgiven. And by the power that is at work in us, he is making us more and more like Jesus. Yes, the heavens do declare the glory of God. The psalmist is right. But nothing declares the glory of God as what God is doing in your life and in mine. And that glory that is manifested through our Redeemer, our Savior, Christ Jesus. So to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. That means that God's glory seen in us will go on forever and ever. That's how long it will take God to display his infinite glory of love and grace and power. That it's going to take an eternity for us to absorb it. And there we shall live forever and ever and shine his glory. I mean, it will be more than we even know how to ask God for or we can imagine. To him be glory in the church, yes, and in Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever. I really like how Paul ends this. You know, he ends these Greek sentences with a Hebrew word. Amen. Amen. Meaning, surely, it is so. So be it. So let's ask God big. Let's ask him big for that which will show his glory, the glory of what he is doing in saving you and me, and the glory that is in our Savior, Christ Jesus. And he will do more than we can ask or imagine. Amen. So be it. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.